Did you play at the Blue River Cafe before it closed in 82?
I just was able to do a benefit one time there. Interesting place. They have a lot of good national acts coming through there. I don't know if you recognize that name. That comes from an Eric Anderson song. Great album called Blue River. Great tune and a great album.
You know, I lived in Milwaukee for most of the 1980s, so I did have the fond opportunity to get down to the Blue River Cafe for some of the fine music they had there before they closed in 1982. That's where I first connected with Peter Alsop, one of my perennial favorites, plus folks like Josh White Jr. and so many other great musicians who performed there.
Oh, you bet. I had saw a real peculiar pairing. Jim Post was opening for John Fahey. Well, Post was this ebullient performer. I believe he may have come from evangelist parents, you know, because he almost had the preacher, you know, the Southern preacher kind of jump up and grab your attention. And Fahey was just kind of the opposite. He was 100% the music. And so you had to really stop and listen and pay attention, and then you'd hear something profound. But, you know, if you wanted drinking music or fun music and party music, well, maybe you were at the wrong place or the right place, but the wrong time.